720 WGN. Dane Neal here in the Allstate Showcase studio until 9 p.m. Lise had mentioned that her brother, at least, of course, our producer for today right here in the, responsible for the great music that you hear as we come into every segment, huge Cubs fan, and her brother is watching the Cubs game at the, is it the Logan Square Theater?
Yeah, Logan Square Theater.
Right. Now, someday they'll be able to create a theater experience that will replicate, you know, the Wrigley Field environment, whether it's the, you know, the sound, the feel, the shaking of the bleachers, of all of those things, and kind of put you there, even if you're not at the park.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, guys like Stuart Bowling, they're the ones that can come up with that and make that stuff happen. In the meantime, over there at Dolby, he's the director of content and creative relations, and he is bringing an elevated theater experience to us. And I got to tell you, Stuart, watching movies these days, especially in the theater experience with everything that they have to compete with, is second to none. It's a lot different than it was when I was growing up. I mean, you've got the recliners, you've got the food, and, of course, incredible picture and sound. Stuart Bowling, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane. Thank you so much for having us on the show. This is great.
I have to let the listeners know that you are one of the most distant callers that we've had. You're calling us from New Zealand right now.
That is correct. Yeah, I'm out here on a business trip, so pretty far, 20 hours, I think, 22 for you. I don't know, something like that.
Now, New Zealand is a place where, I think, isn't that where they filmed a lot of the Lord of the Rings movies and some of those other super fantasy classics?
It is, it is. I'm actually in the middle of Middle Earth, which is Wellington, where the home of Peter Jackson and Lord of the Rings, yeah.
Nice. Okay, well, you know what? As far away as New Zealand is and all the amazing things that happen there, you guys have some great plans for some of our theater goers here in the Chicagoland area with the sound and the things that you guys are doing. So describe what people are going to be experiencing at some of the theaters around town.
Absolutely, yeah. We just recently opened the Dolby Cinema AMC at Hawthorne 12 in Vernon Hills. And, you know, at Dolby, we, you know, we had a long history. You know, we started in sound, making improvements, creating surround sound. And then the last decade, we spent looking what would be the next generation of picture technology. And your listeners may have heard of high dynamic range, and we've created a technology called Dolby Vision that allows us to deliver high dynamic range images on large movie theater screens. And in combination with that, we also have our immersive surround sound system, Dolby Atmos, that allows us to put sounds, localize them down to an individual loudspeaker, 360 degrees around the auditorium. But also have speakers in the ceiling over the audience to really immerse them in the environments that these filmmakers want to go on. And so as we approach the next generation of cinema, we said, okay, if we use a combination of cutting-edge technology, what else could we do different inside a movie theater? And if you think about going to the movies, it's about suspension of disbelief. It's about being entertained. It's about being lost in the moment. And so, you know, partnering with an amazing company like AMC allowed us to build these incredibly cutting-edge, state-of-the-art theaters where, you know, we take into consideration the viewing lines inside the theater. So no matter where you're sat, you have a perfect view. We also curve the seating area so that if you happen to be off towards the edge, you don't have to twist your body, which, you know, you may become uncomfortable in the movie, and then you kind of snap out of the movie. So we curve the seating, so ergonomically you're positioned towards the screen. We put large screens in, wall-to-wall, to ceiling, and that way basically just fully immerse the audience and allow these technologies to really create the powerful moments that filmmakers want to elicit all of these emotions from their audiences.
You know, we're going to take a quick break and we come back. So, Stuart, hopefully you can, you're going to be able to stay on the line because we're going to hear from you. And I want to know, you have been working in the movie industry at a very high level for your entire career, trying to take the stories that, you know, that the actors or the animators have in mind and try to really enhance it and bring it in its best possible way to the viewers. But, and I'm wondering, you know, if it's the kind of thing that you have said over the years and since, the late 80s in the movies is like now technology has kind of caught up with maybe your desires of what you hoped you could bring to people. So we'll talk about that in just a second. We're going to take a quick break here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. It is Dane Neal here in the Allstate Showcase studio on a beautiful Sunday night, the kind of night that you're going to want to get outside and enjoy, hopefully enjoy and celebrate a Cubs victory. But as we get towards the winter months here in Chicago, one of the great things to do to kind of immerse yourself in a non-weather related situation is go to the movies, and you're going to want to have the best cinematic experience that you can. And Stuart Bowling has been doing that for so many years, and now bringing an elevated movie watching experience to some of the AMC theaters here in the Chicagoland area. Stuart, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Dave. Cool.
So let's talk about this, because you have spent your entire life in the movie industry kind of making parts of those experiences as good as they can be. And is it a situation where you, as a guy who is watching it, saying, oh, I wish we could do this, or I wish we could do that, and now I guess technology is making it where it's more possible maybe to do some of those things with the sound and the picture? I mean, we have, you know, high definition TVs and 4K TVs and 3D TVs, so it's out there. Is that part of it, or is it that you just, you know, there's so much competition for the entertainment dollar, and the movie industry just had to elevate?
You know, it's probably a combination of both. I mean, I think, you know, our industry has, you know, continued to evolve and change. And that's a combination of, you know, looking at technology rapidly changing and what we can achieve with it. But a lot of our success is actually driven by the creative community. You know, that we're in a very fortunate position. You know, people like myself, we work with filmmakers, and it's really the movie making side of the industry that helps to also drive the innovation factor, because they will come back to us and say, I would love it if I could do this. What if we could do that? You know, and as we like develop Dolby Atmos, we develop that in, you know, collaboration with the sound community and re-recording mixes, sound designers, editors, et cetera, that help deliver that generation of immersive audio experience. And then as we developed, you know, as you were talking about 4K high dynamic range, you know, having laser projectors to deliver a much brighter picture now, that we did the same again. As we developed the technology, we would bring directors, we'd bring cinematographers and producers in and show them, this is the potential of technology that can come. Would you utilize it if we bring it to market?
Well, you're seeing this; these new advancements that Stuart is working on are going to be coming to the AMC Theater in Oak Brook, in Hawthorne, in Crestwood. And so for people that get out there, what are they going to experience? What are they going to notice first that's different about what's going on?
So the first thing you'll notice is that the theaters are different. They look different than a standard theater. Like, our interiors are matte black, because it's all about not having bright colors distracting you. It's all about really focusing your entire attention to the screen. In certain locations, we have a signature entrance where we have an audiovisual pathway. Instead of a standard door going into the theater, you're looking at projected images, which are thematically tied to the movie you're about to see. So that way, psychologically, we're trying to put you in that mind frame going on that journey to watch that movie. And then inside, you know, you're looking at, you know, a nice big theater. The way the layout of the theater is different. And then once the lights go down and the movies roll, then, you know, Dolby Cinema titles that we enable to play in these theaters, like Jack Reacher, Never Look Back, that's coming out soon. You know, movies like that are mixed in our immersive sound technology, and then also the upgrade to the picture. You know, where you're seeing it, and, you know, you're seeing incredible detail in texture and lighting. And it, when the image is more engaging, psychologically, you're pulled more into the story. And so that's the advancements that, you know, filmmakers and the studios really like, because it allows the a completely different way of storytelling.
We'll let the listeners know we're talking with Stuart Bowling, Director for Content and Creative Relations over at Dolby. He's calling us from New Zealand as well. And you made me think of something here, where with these new advancements, are all movies going to be able to be viewed at these theaters, or is there only going to be certain movies that are going to be able to do it, at least to start off with?
Yeah, so like any new technology we deliver, it takes time to build out. But, you know, we've delivered over 40 motion pictures that have been created in Dolby Cinema, and that list continues to grow. In the fact, you know, we've only had the technology just over like a year and a half almost. And so eventually every movie you'll be seeing in these theaters will be. But as we build that up, then even your regular movies that you see that are not created in this technology will still look more spectacular because the technology helps make it look better than it would do in a standard theater. And then the sound system, because we designed the acoustics of these rooms, you know, Dolby's put a lot of research and technology in there. And so that way you're being treated like royalty almost in that you're seeing and experiencing these movies exactly the way, you know, these mega A-list filmmakers get to see them when they're creating them at the studios.
I can't wait. And then another thing, as far as the advancements in the in kind of the theater experience that you're seeing going on at more theaters around the country is some food and beverages, you know, get some elevated situations on the concession side, but also just the comfort. You know, the chairs are just amazing.
Absolutely, yeah, because that, again, is, you know, is an important factor of the movie-going experience, that you don't want to be in a seat that's uncomfortable. If you're fidgeting, you're no longer focusing or being lost in the story, and that all of these details are taken care of so that, you know, you walk in, you have a beautiful, clean theater, exceptional comfort, you know, electric recliners, and then just being, you know, blown away by whatever story you're going to see to be entertained by.
Yeah, it is pretty exciting stuff. I mean, to be able to do that and to have it coming here to AMC in Oak Brook and then the AMC at Hawthorne and in Crestwood. Now, Stuart, is there a website or any place that you would direct people to find out more about the theater experience and some of the advancements or an AMC in general, or should they just kind of visit their local theater?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can go to AMC.com and search for Dolby Cinema, and you'll be able to find information there on Dolby's own website on Dolby.com. You can find out more about what the technology inside these cinemas, also the titles that we're creating, and then also, you know, as we continue to roll, you know, these theaters out, AMC is accelerating their deployment several years ahead of schedule, and so, you know, you guys are incredibly fortunate to have three of these in, you know, an amazing city like Chicago. And then the fact that, you know, we have 31 right now,